Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, it's us, we're back.
We're back.
It is almost time, it is time for that time of night here on BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury, I'm joined in the studio by...
Adeline Chung.
And our guest this evening is Farah Ann. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Thank you for coming.
No, thank you for inviting me.
Nervous, by the way.
Are you nervous? What are you nervous about, exactly? Sitting next to Adeline, she can get a bit talkative sometimes, you know.
Yeah, but pretty.
I don't bite.
She is, right?
Yeah. I don't bite.
Right.
Aww.
She's just trying to score more points on Smarty.
I know, she's trying to get, you know, answers from me.
Yeah. Really? Are you trying to cheat already?
Yeah.
That's not right, is it? That's not right.
Hey, girl power.
Absolutely. Folks, we have a giveaway this evening. As Adeline mentioned earlier on, we are giving stuff away from My Burger Lab, 016-201-9000.
That's right. We are giving away two sets of Ultraman burgers, which is also known as the Salted Egg Yolk Burger. And this includes fries and drink as well. So if you want to win, just answer this very simple question to tell us what is the most stolen food in the world. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
A couple of things I need to address. Telephone number ending 482. I know Daiso is cheaper after conversion.
Yeah,
I already knew that.
We
said
that. We know.
Also, it's not French fries. For the people that are already answering French fries. So there you go. And if you want to get in touch via Twitter, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Mm-hmm. Now, Farah, how have you been?
I've been good. I've been training.
And training.
Yeah.
And training.
And training. And basically, that's all I do.
That's all you do. How is it every day? Is it every other day? How does it work?
I train 6 days a week.
Six?
Yes.
Oh my word.
Sunday is a rest day. Three times a week, I train double sessions. If double sessions, I train one session about an hour and a half, then the second session is 4 hours, and then one session is 4 hours, and Saturday train morning.
Okay,
Let's rewind a little bit. Let's try and comprehend those numbers.
Yeah, that's not even, if I'm studying, then I add in about 2-3 hours of study time.
Do you ever feel as though you're not doing enough?
No.
We're not accomplishing enough?
I feel so
enough?
Guilty. Like,
I mean, seriously, how much do you have to eat to have that amount of energy? Seriously. How many calories per day?
Actually, I don't know how many calories. It's, basically, I eat 3 times a day, like normal people.
Like normal people.
Yeah.
Normal people, right.
Like
okay.
Normal people. Yeah. But basically, I just eat breakfast, lunch, and I have a bit of snack before training, and then I have dinner. And yeah. But basically, I've been doing this since high school.
Right.
I went to Bukit Jaya Sports School.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a bit more hectic because I started training at 7, finished at 8:40, started class at 9:30, finished at 2:40, had training at 3, finished at 7, had night classes from 8:30 and to 10, and did homework, and then I slept.
But do you have to be cautious in terms of the food that you take?
Because I train at Majlis Sukan Negara and we have Institute Sukan Negara, and they actually provide food there. We have a food court where we go and eat. So healthier dietary intake, carbo, protein, fruits, vegetables, water, and sometimes before training I like banana because it has a lot of energy.
It's energy in a yellow skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Folks, quick reminder, because we have to take a break very shortly. 016-201-9000. Answer this question quickly.
Tell us, what is the most stolen food in the world? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
She's tiring me out already.
I know.
Right?
And it's only Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Right, folks, we will be back in around 4 minutes, something like that. And a bit of Tegan and Sarah coming up after some advertisements. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Farah. Please stay tuned to BFM 89.9, the business station. Tegan and Sarah there with Closer. It's what Adeline's been asking me all weekend. Come a little closer. Joking, of course. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline.
We are joined in the studio by...
Farah Ann. man.
Yay.
She's just
she's just tired us out.
You're very funny, huh?
No, I don't think I'm funny. I'm just funny looking. You know, that's why people laugh. Okay, we have a giveaway this evening, folks.
Yes,
My Burger Lab are giving away this Ultraman burger.
Also known as the salted egg yolk burger. If you look at their Instagram, oh my God, the picture.
Mm-hmm.
To die for.
It looks pretty delicious.
I know. So if you want to win Ultraman burgers, just answer this question. Tell us, what is the most stolen food in the world? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us, why do you deserve to win as well?
What was that?
What
was that? Come on, again.
Why do you deserve
there
to
we
win
go.
As well?
Also, if you want to get in touch via Twitter, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTN. Okay, Farah, so now we've figured out kind of what your ridiculous schedule is like.
I know. Do you even sleep, girl?
Right.
Yeah, I do at night.
Every now and again.
No, wait, you told me earlier you only sleep on Sunday, so what do you do during the weekday?
No, but actually, like right now, because I'm not studying yet, I'm doing my semester break, so I actually, after morning training, I do have to sleep in the afternoon for a while. I nap for about 30 minutes and then I have to go for afternoon training.
I love that.
Power nap.
Napping is brilliant.
Yeah, napping is brilliant.
I never get to nap.
You never get to nap. You just do it while you're awake. At your desk. I've seen it.
No,
she sits there pretending to be busy. And
don't tell the boss.
Eyes closed.
You should wear glasses, right? And
I know.
Good idea.
No, that's because we're editing. We're listening to our shows, you know, trying to figure out what we can do and tweak.
Why don't you just tell everybody what we do?
Yeah.
Give the secrets away. So, Farah, I mean, how did it all start? How did you get involved in gymnastics? I mean, I'm sure you've been asked this question 1,000 times.
1,001, actually.
Give us a different direction then. Make something up.
I can't. So I started training when I was 3.
Right.
And it was because I was a really bad tantrum child.
Right.
So I could scream for 45 minutes nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
And I was horrible. I was really horrible.
In the mall?
In the airplane, wherever. And so my mom was like, put this child somewhere where energy can let go.
Okay.
Yeah. So I started when I was 3 and my sister was 5. And Sha'alam. And my first competition when I was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 7 years old, I went to MSSM. Mm-hmm. And someone from Ajisuka Negara spotted me. And I trained at MSN since I was 8 until now. So I've been training for 19 years.
Wow.
Yes, my whole life. I have no life. I do have life.
You do have life.
No, I do have
a
good life.
You're making it sound ever so appealing for those wannabe gymnasts
no,
right now.
But it's a different type of life.
Mm.
Last year, I traveled to 9 different places in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard and easy and fun and it's everything in between.
Right.
It's something that I don't think, if I chose a different line, I wouldn't be able to do. Mm. It's something that has helped me grow up and helped me learn the life lessons, as you say.
I mean, have you always been competitive, do you think?
Yes.
Always?
Always.
Oh, that was a very quick answer.
Yeah. The reason
quick and firm.
No, it's because when I was young, I was a bit annoying. I was very annoying. If Tina, you're listening, I know. Tina's my older sister.
Uh-huh.
It's because if I couldn't win, I wouldn't play. So if I was it and I knew that I couldn't win, I'm like, no, I'm not going to play. I would do things until I won. And my mom said when I was really young, when I was 7, was my first time going to competition. I'm like, Mom, I'm competing with 12-year-olds. I need to get like number one. What if I don't win? My mom's like, it's okay, it's your first competition, you just go and play. It's like, no, I need to win. So I think that's why I've always wanted to train. I've always wanted to do better because I've always had that competitive edge.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess because I really love gymnastics, it's my passion. Mm. And it's because I've always wanted to better myself and I've always wanted to compete. And so that's why I do it.
Okay, so you know, 2 gold, 1 silver, 3 bronze.
Yep.
You got 3 bronze. How did you feel about that?
I was actually really happy.
You're happy?
I was.
But you being competitive.
Yeah, okay. So I actually went into the SEA Games with the notion of getting... I wanted the team gold and my floor gold. And I was aiming for my bar as well.
Mm.
And my beam is my least favorite event. It's not that I'm not that good on beam. I actually love training beam, but I feel afraid on the beam. I'm afraid of falling.
Right. Mm. Okay.
Not falling because it's scary. Falling because if I fall, I lose 1 point.
Right.
And I lose.
Right.
Okay.
So it was surprising that I won bronze on that and on my vault as well. My coach was like, do you want to do vault for final? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll just go and do it. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And like to get bronze on that. But the bronze that it's not I'm happy about, it's a bronze that I learned the most lessons I have in gymnastics was my bar bronze. It's because I really wanted to win the gold on bars, But I fell and I got the bronze. And I was really happy that my teammate, Tan Ying Yuet, she won the gold. And I was so happy for her. But I learned that I cannot always want to win. I had to learn to kind of, because of falling, I won the bronze. And I had the next day, I had to go and compete again. So right. I was saying, it's okay. It's like takdir rezeki. So you just have to learn from that and pick yourself back up. Because if you're going to sit there and cry and not do anything about it, then what's
then
the
nobody
point?
Wins.
Yeah,
right.
Then nobody wins.
Right. What about your kind of support system? You know, the group that of people that support you.
Yeah.
Your family, your friends, your teammates, however. I mean, how reliant are you on them?
I'm very reliant on them, especially my family. I think I've gone this far because of my family. Mm-hmm. My parents would go to every single competition when I was younger. Like, they would... when I was younger, it was always in like Malaysia. So I would go to Sabah or Sarawak. My parents would go. And then my first competition overseas was in Singapore. And my mom was there. And my sister is also competitive. She just retired synchronized swimming. And she was always my backup system. So whenever I had hard training or if I felt like I should quit, my sister said, do you really want to do it? Like, why? And she would give me like pep talks. My little sister is like the cheerleader, the pom-pom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And my teammates are obviously the most important people in training and my coaches. It's because they're not really my teammates. They're like my sisters, my family.
Yeah.
So then we train together, we sleep together, we eat together, and we do everything together. And without them, I don't think I would be the gymnast I am because they help me when I'm down. They are there when I win. And we're just like a big, big family. And I think that's really important in sports and also in my life because it's taught me the things I need to get to know.
That's great.
What would you say your proudest moment is up to date then?
I think it's the team gold at the SEA Games. It was because it was quite a rough ride before the SEA Games with the team, with the pressure, with everything that was going on. And then because me and my teammates, there were four of us who have trained together for a very long time. And we really wanted this. We really wanted to show that artistic gymnastics can bring home a gold medal, that we are worth it, that we can deliver when it's needed. And to actually win after 2001, so it's 14 years that we haven't brought back a gold. And just to have that moment with that team and, my coach, Ms. Nadella, she's been my coach since I was 8. And I've always wanted to give her that medal to show her that because of you that I could make it. And of course, with my teammates. Mm. So it's amazing.
I mean, we had it on here in the office. There was clapping, there was cheering, the whole thing. It was a great atmosphere here in the studio. You know, so we're very proud of you. So thanks for coming in today. It's made us, it's a lot of fun.
And when she walked in, everybody was looking like, is that Farah?
I mean, it's not the first time she's been. She was here not too long ago, right?
Yeah, because I wasn't famous then.
See that? Just drop that one in there. If she could drop the mic, she would. Okay, ladies and gents, we need to take a break. We've got some music coming up right now. We've got some Santi Gold. We've got some Black Keys coming up. But first, let us remind you about the competition. We are giving away stuff from My Burger Lab.
Yes.
0162019000 is the number to remember, and you have to answer this question.
Tell us, what is the most stolen food in the world? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us, why do you deserve to win Ultraman Burgers? We're giving two sets, by the way, tonight.
Yeah, I'll just repeat that question. What is the most stolen food in the world? It's not chocolate or fries, although it should be. Maybe pizza. I don't know. Okay, some music coming up. We'll be back in about 6 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It is BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
And who's this over here?
She's so shy.
She's not shy at all, believe me. It is that time of night, of course. We are going to be with you until 9 p.m. We have a giveaway this evening. Quick reminder, 0162019000. Our friends at My Burger Lab are giving us two Ultraman burgers for the evening.
Ultraman. Okay, so if you want to win, just answer this question. Tell us, what is the most stolen food in the world? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us, why do you deserve to win as well?
I'll give you a little clue.
It sounds like you, Richard. Was that you?
No, I thought it was you the other morning after breakfast. Anyway, we are with you until 9 p.m. We have Farah Ann in the studio with us, of course. We've got Smarty Pants coming up in just a couple of minutes. But before we get to that, we have this little thing we like to call News from Page 2.
Extra, extra,
what's all the shouting?
Was all that shouting, Richard?
Brain surgery.
Again?
What do you mean, again? I've not had brain surgery. I possibly could
I
do
had a
with
story about brain surgery.
No,
before.
We didn't. This is about a musician from China. He's 57 years old. His name is Mr. Li.
Sure, we know him well.
Right, we do. He was suffering from a rare neurological condition. It's called musician's dystonia. It's a disease that causes muscle stiffness in sufferers who gradually find themselves less able to play their instruments like they used to do.
Okay.
So essentially, he is laid on an operating table while this has been filmed and photographed, playing his classical Spanish guitar, right? So what the neurosurgeons are doing is essentially touching parts of his brain with probes, right? Mm. So whilst he's playing, if they touch a particular area and he stops playing, mm-hmm. they're like, aha! That's what's interrupting. So they slice out a little piece and they move along and they do it like that. So the longer he can keep playing, they know, you know, which parts they can kind of take in and take out.
Okay.
So is they have to keep him conscious while he does it. And people are saying, oh, that must hurt.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, you don't have nerve endings in your brain. So I could cut open the top of your head, which would hurt. But then
when I
start poking your brain, if there is one, there would be no pain. See?
Yeah, but your skull, dude. Yep. I mean, the skull, dude, is out.
But, you know, I love this. Like, the Chinese national press, when they, you know, post pictures of this
kind
of...
Oh, in China, right.
When they post pictures of this, like, they show them every single picture. So it's like the bit where they're cutting off the top of his skull. Where
is there a video?
Yeah, probably there will be a video. but, you know...
How old is this guy?
He's 57. So, you know, but it wasn't too long ago that back in December 2015, there was a guy who was doing the same thing, but he wasn't playing guitar, he was playing the saxophone. Can you imagine that? You're in the middle of an operating theatre, you know.
You're playing a guitar.
And you've got a surgeon playing with your brain.
Or you play a guitar.
We would have to be that, wouldn't it? Right? Careless Whisper? Surely? Yeah? Right? That's what I'd have to. That's what I'd want to play. Anyway, have you seen that video, the sexy sax man? Have you seen that?
No.
You've never seen that. Oh, we have to link that up on our Facebook page. The sexy sax man. It's a man
you
in a G-string.
You have to repeat like twice.
Of course, yeah. People need to know this. It's a man in a G-string playing that song in the middle of a mall, just randomly.
Oh, I saw that video. You showed me.
See,
before.
I know.
It's so funny. It's so good.
Right. What do you have for me?
Okay. This story. This lady, she actually applied for a job at Poundland, and then she said that, you know, she didn't get it because she wasn't very good at drawing. Now, what?
Wait. Why did she have to draw to get a job?
She had to draw. Now, okay. So she was asked to draw 4 pictures.
Right.
And she drew a shotgun, her family, a car, and a television. So these are the things that she liked.
She likes.
Yeah, she likes.
Wait, hold on a minute. So you draw 4 things that you like.
Yes. Draw a
shotgun. Family, a car, a television, and a shotgun. And that's why she didn't get a job.
Well, because she couldn't draw or because she drew a...
yeah,
a shotgun.
Okay, I have a picture here. Can you see family,
okay, yeah.
Car,
so,
television,
Adeline
and
is describing
shotgun.
For me, there's 4,
yes.
4 pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Family, car, television, shotgun. That's
yes.
what we'd all draw, right? Yeah, of course.
Why, of all things, why a shotgun?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, pretty much, if you're going to hire someone, if you're going to draw a shotgun, I would not hire you. I'll be...
is it actually a shotgun? It's...
Oh, yeah, it was a shotgun.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a shotgun.
It looks like a horn.
Okay, quick question then. Adeline, if I asked you to draw 4 things that are important to you, what would they be?
Okay, it would be family, car, house, and...
Food. Dollar signs.
Food.
Food.
Yeah.
Okay, Farah, what would you draw? Just off the top of your head.
Family.
Uh-huh.
Food.
Yeah.
Friends. Oh my God, I don't have 4. Oh, gym. Gymnastics.
Okay, okay.
What about you, Richard?
There would be family, there would be my cats, my friends, and a beach.
Oh, I thought it was me.
No. Oh, please. No shotgun. No shotgun in mine. Okay, and now we've had a bit of a giggle and Farah's all nice and warmed up and relaxed. We have this little thing we like to call Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
But before we get to that, just a quick reminder, 016-201-9000 is the number if you want to take part in our giveaway. We're giving away 2 Ultraman burgers by our friends over at My Burger Lab. Tell us, what is the most stolen food in the world? It's not fries, it's
Moo.
Not... There you go. It's not fries, it's not chocolate, it's not Adeline. Anyway, here we go. Farah, you have 3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge questions as you can.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. If you don't know the answer, say skip and we move right along, okay?
All right.
Here we go. What popular game show did the movie Slumdog Millionaire use as its premise?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
When is it summer in Australia? End of the year or middle of the year?
Middle of the year. Oh, no, no, wait.
Oh, can't wait. Who plays Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars 1, 2, and 3? Hugh Grant or Ewan McGregor?
Ewan McGregor.
In ancient Greece, most of the gymnastic competitions were done in the nude. True or false?
True.
What exactly does a boulangerie sell? Books or bread?
Skip.
What is the capital of Singapore?
Singapore City?
Correct. In the popular sitcom Friends, what is Joey's last name? Ribbiano or Tribbiani?
Tribbiani.
What do gymnasts use to improve their grip, absorb sweat, and keep their hands dry?
Palm guards.
Okay.
Or?
Powder.
Yes. Which US president is depicted on the $1 note? George Washington or Abraham Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln.
Ah, wrong. George Washington. Which actor was the voice for Shrek, Jim Carrey or Mike Myers?
Mike Myers.
Halloween is traditionally celebrated during which month, August or October?
October.
Which English football club is known as the Baggies, West Brom or Newcastle?
West Brom.
Which Mexican food, when translated into English, is little donkey, quesadilla or burrito?
Burrito.
When was gymnastics officially established as a sport? 1858 or 1862?
62.
Complete this famous song line. I want you to what?
Singing.
Me.
Just sing it, Richard.
No, I don't know the song.
I want you to want...
Whoa. There you go. The country of Sri Lanka was formerly known as what? Burma or Ceylon?
Ceylon.
Which famous band wrote the song Don't Look Back in Anger? Third Eye Blind or Oasis?
Oasis.
What type of weapon does Gimli use in The Lord of the Rings? A sword or an axe?
Axe.
Which of these is not a film by Michael Bay? Bad Boys, Pain and Gain or Lucky Number 7?
Lucky Number 7.
How many minutes does a basketball game last for? 62 or 48?
62.
Uh-uh. Oh, America holds the most Olympic medals of all time in gymnastics. True or false?
True. No, Russia!
Oh, too late.
Sorry.
Where is the Bonnaroo Music and Art Festival held each year? California or Tennessee?
California?
No.
Ah.
Damper is a traditional soda bread from which country? New Zealand or Australia?
Don't skip.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Zooey Deschanel were in which 2009 rom-com movie? 10 Things I Hate About You or 500 Days of Summer?
500 Days of Summer.
Complete this famous saying. A spoonful of what makes a medicine go down?
Sugar.
Which recording artist beat out Beyoncé for Album of the Year at the 57th Grammy Awards? Arcade Fire or Beck?
Beck.
Which Greek philosopher was made to commit suicide by drinking hemlock? Aristotle or Socrates?
Socrates.
Which is the second most common element in the universe? Nitrogen or helium?
Helium, sorry.
What is J.D. Salinger's most famous piece of fiction? To Kill a Mockingbird or The Catcher in the Rye?
Catcher in the Rye.
I'll give you the last question. In which popular children's cartoon show would you find the catchphrase, "That's all, folks"? Transformers or Looney Tunes?
Looney Tunes.
All right, we are out of time. We're going to take a break. Do not go anywhere, folks. We'll be back to find out how well she did after these messages. You're listening to That Time of Night on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Jones.
And we are joined by...
Farah.
There she is. So, just before the break.
Now
she is. Now she is. Just before the break, of course, we were asking Farah a whole bunch of questions that were somewhat related to some of the things that she does. Let's go through some of the questions she got wrong first, and then we'll find out how well she did.
Okay, so the first question, how many minutes does the basketball game last for? 48. America holds the most Olympic medals of all time in gymnastics. It's false. Where is the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival held each year? Is at Tennessee. Damper is a traditional soda bread from which country? Is Australia. And finally, which US president is depicted on the $1 note? Is George Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, Farah Ann scored 23 points.
Well done. Oh.
She's pouting.
There was a pout. Oh my word.
Why?
Because she didn't win.
I had seven wrong.
That's not bad. Believe me, many people would be proud of that. I mean, we have some people who scored.
Yes, yay.
That's pretty good. You'll be up at the top of the score, near the top of the scoreboard, should I say. Anyway, so Farah, you're off to Brazil soon, right?
Yes, I'm going to Brazil and Rio, to be specific. Specific in April for the test event.
Okay.
So if I do well, top 24, then I qualify for the Olympic Games.
Excellent. Yay. I'm sure you'll do great.
Thank you so much.
Right. So we wish you good luck, of course. Please do come back.
Yeah.
Visit us again.
Yes.
We'll have a lot more fun as well, of course.
Well, Richard can try out some stunts.
No,
as well.
Richard can't.
Yes, and can take photos and put it on Twitter.
Yay! High five, girl.
How does this happen? I mean, they didn't do anything. And
it's
being
because we're girls.
Okay, yeah. I'm being double-teamed here. It's scary. Okay, ladies and gents, you have 1 minute and 50 seconds to answer the question. 016-201-9000. What is the most stolen foodstuff in the world? Let us know. Send your full name and your IC to 016-201-9000.
We are giving away two sets of Ultraman burgers, also known as the Salted Egg Yolk Burger. Oh,
okay.
We got to die for.
Okay, stop. Yes. 1 minute and 30 seconds. We have some facts to throw out. Adeline, what have you got?
So Charlie Chaplin once lost in Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest.
No, he didn't.
He came third.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Really?
He did, really.
For
real.
He doesn't look as good as himself.
Right, because that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, my fact is that a woman once had a car accident, and it was so bad that she ended up blind. But not only that, but she developed multiple personalities. Some of those personalities could actually see.
Wait, I don't get it. What?
Right?
What?
She had a car accident.
Yeah.
Which caused a problem with her vision.
Okay. It was a problem with her vision, not that she's blind.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, she was blind.
Oh, she was blind.
She was legally blind.
Oh.
Then she developed multiple personality syndrome. Some of those personalities could actually see.
Oh, wow.
Now you get it. I don't know where it is.
I know. I don't know.
Okay,
she's still alive?
We'll give her a call, shall we? All right, we've got 30 seconds left of this show. What is the most stolen foodstuff in the world? Adeline, what is it?
Oh, are we giving an answer now?
We are.
It's cheese.
Yay, you've had a whole bunch of answers, folks. That all took part. Congratulations. If you win, some people will be in touch with you very shortly this
evening.
Okay, Farah, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
See, she's all seated so comfortably now.
I'm waiting for another hour.
Okay, we've got to say goodnight. Night school is up next. It has been that time of night here on BFM 89.9. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.